The Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It should be something on there that says enter into the studio. Okay, yeah, hit start now, but you don't have to do it until 12. Okay, that's when you guys are going to be on at 12. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, I'll see you then. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to From Marva with Love. I'm so glad that you are here to join me. I have a really great show planned for you today. My very first guest is going to be a wonderful, wonderful woman by the name of Mrs. Catherine Mitchell. And on July the 1st, Mrs. Mitchell turned 100 years old. And what a thing that is. So we're going to talk to her in just a little bit. But I like to always start my show out by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. Come rain or shine, it is a beautiful day. Now, welcome to From Marva with Love. Now, you know, it is kind of a rainy day out here in North Central Texas. It's about, you know, maybe 78 degrees, maybe close to 80, but it's not going to get that hot today. Now, for Texas in July, we are already usually seeing over 100 degree weather days. So what a blessing to have some of the rain that we have been having, and it kind of cools us down again. So where are you? Are you on the East Coast or on the West Coast? I'd love to hear from you. You can call in and listen to our show at 646-200-0459, or you can join us right here on Facebook on the Texas Metro News page. Now, it is time. It is time to enjoy a long 3-day weekend for the 4th of July. So do you have plans? And now, you know, this is the first, well, last year, of course, we know what happened last year on 4th of July. But this year, you know, we are opened up here in Texas, and a lot of other states are opening up and having those outside venues, concerts and fireworks and all kinds of things. Everybody is just preparing for this. And they also say that it is one of the busiest travel days that's in the air and on the road. So expect, if you are leaving today out of town and you are driving, it to be a lot of traffic. Expect to be slow down a little bit, so don't be in a real big hurry, but yet, you know, kind of map out your time. And then that's today, and then coming home on Monday, you'll be facing with the same thing. Now, I understand that American Airlines and Southwest has had to cancel a lot of flights. So if you are scheduled, I would definitely make sure that you know whether your flight is leaving or not. You know, check for cancellations, because not only are they having weather issues all across the country with heat waves and rains and floods, and on the East Coast down in Florida, we've got a hurricane coming through there. So now, if you, like I said, if you are flying, definitely check things out. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Nina Bradford Hayden. How are you? So just stay abreast of that. And if you have to get out there to that airport and you know your flight is leaving, let's try getting there really early so that you can get through screening and you can get there, because it's going to be, the airports are really busy and they are missing a lot of people. So they're understaffed. And so that is also another reason why some of these flights are being canceled and or have been canceled. So now that we've kind of gotten that out of the way, if you're not going anywhere and you're going to stay at home, enjoy your family. You know, have your little cookout. Now you don't have to be so, you know, nobody can come over to the house, you know. But still and yet, still kind of just be aware. Wash your hands. I mean, and wear a mask if you have to go somewhere other than around your family. Wash your hands. Oh, I don't know how important that is. We all learned that back in the day, right? When we were kids, wash your hands before you do this. When you do that, wash your hands. And so you just want to definitely make sure that you do that. And that will help, you know, help out a lot. Okay. Now, so this year, we talked a little bit about this last week, and this year, what did you learn? What did you get out of this year? Did you succeed in some things, or did you, you know, make some really, really big changes in your life? And, you know, how do you see things? Are you seeing things differently now than you did a year ago? I like to start with myself, and I'm definitely seeing things that are different. I am definitely seeing myself different, and things that are going on in my life. And I'm grateful to have had this year. You know, I am grateful to have had this year, because listen, it is, it could have not been here, because so many people did lose their lives to this COVID. And, you know, so now I am truly, truly humbled. Each day we have our superb woman of the day. And to my surprise, this morning when I opened up my email, I was chosen by Cheryl Smith, our publisher, as a superb woman for today. And I'm humbled. I'm extremely humbled to be chosen. And I thank Cheryl. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the news. You know, Texas Metro News hit the streets on Thursday. And now, you know, we are a weekly publication. And then on Garland Journal also hit the streets this week as well. And it is a biweekly publication. It's published on the 1st and the 3rd of the month. So we published Garland Journal. And we also today, and you will be receiving in your inbox if you our digital iMessenger magazine, but it's also online, and you can get any of our papers online. Texas Metro News is texasmetronews.com. And then Garland Journal is www.garlandjournal.com. And then iMessenger is www.myimessenger.com. Now, you just load it up and enjoy the news that you can use, because that's what we do. We deliver those news. And speaking of the news, you all have pretty much heard by now, I am sure of, that Chauvin gets 22.5 years for the murder of George Floyd, also looking at 25 years of federal time. So possible 25 years of federal time. So he's also saying that he's going to testify or do something and say what was going on. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it is definitely something we are going to be paying very close attention to and on the lookout. So please continue to follow us on our social media pages. You can also get on our daily e-blast list if you email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Leave me your email address, and I will put you on our e-blast list, and then you'll get our daily e-blast every morning. So keep a watch out for those things. Now, also, we are in collaboration with the Dallas Morning News. And so there's an article that was written by the Dallas Morning News, and it's the new era. College athletes may begin getting compensation for their likeliness starting on Thursday. So, wow. So you heard all about that. So my guests are going to be two gentlemen that are hosting a exposure camp for athletes around here in in Oak Cliff area, for these kids to, you know, learn how to be professional and pros and stuff. So this is going to affect a lot of children that can now, you know, boosters would come and try to lure these children to these colleges. Well, now they can do it legally, and these kids can start getting some endorsements and all kinds of things, and they can begin to make money. So what are your thoughts on that? I really want to know, what do you think about that? Do you think just that it's hard enough for our kids to focus, right? Don't you think? I think it's hard enough for us to focus on what we're doing. And so they've got to, you know, classes, they've got grades they have to keep up. Then if they are athletes, you know, they are athletes, then they have those practices that they have to keep up with. And so they got a lot going on. So now you're going to throw money in the mix. Okay. So you're going to throw money in the mix. Do you think that that's going to even further encourage them to do the right thing? Do you think the money is going to be like, oh, wow, so now I don't have to worry about, you know, eating ramen noodles or, you know, how am I going to, you know, I mean, I just think that that's a lot to think about. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. So you can call me at 646-200-0459-646. 200-0459, or right here on Facebook on our Texas Metro News page, and check it out, and leave me a statement or something, and we can just talk about that, because I don't know that I saw someone on the news last night, and on the news last night they were saying that it was going to be the Wild Wild West, And then somebody also said that, well, is that any different than what it's already been? So, you know, these kids, they, you know, we want to give them every opportunity, of course. We really do. We want to. But if you want to read more about that article, check out our website at www.texasmetronews.com. And now, congratulations to Arlie Andrade. And she graduated from Garland High School. She is our graduate for today. Spotlight Man, there's a lot going on this weekend. So we got a lot going on this weekend, but for today, if you are in that Farmers Branch area, that North Dallas area, there is the City of Farmers Branch 75th Anniversary and Independence Day celebration. It's going to be held at the Farmers Branch Historical Park at 2540 Farmers Branch Lane, and that is tonight from 6:30 to 10 p.m. And let's hope we don't have any rain for that event, but you can check it out at FBSSpecialEvents.com. Happy birthday. We are celebrating some birthdays today. So we'd just like to say happy birthday to you. It is your birthday. Go ahead and check us out. Happy birthday. We thank you for that right now. So congratulations to what's going on with, you know, we heard about the young lady Shakari, I think it's Shashari or Shakari, and we heard about her because she is going to go to the summer games and in track and field. Well, then we heard this morning that she confirmed that she did test positive for THC. And so now that's kind of up in the air for her, whether she will be allowed to do that or not. And so we'll just keep an eye, stay tuned to us, Texas Metro News. Another thing that's happened this week as well, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was released from prison. Wow. I mean, I was glad to hear. I really was. I was glad to hear that he was finally, and it's because a former prosecutor had said that he would not file charges against him if he gave a deposition. He testified in something. And then he was out of office, and then another prosecutor comes along and then decides to go ahead and prosecute him. So his civil rights were violated because they made that statement, and now they shouldn't have prosecuted him. Now, that does not speak for his guilt or non-guilt. That just speaks that they can't even try him for the same thing again now. So, but he said, I watched something last night, and he said, sorry, my throat got really dry. He said that in prison, there's so many people in prison that should not be there, that are truly not guilty. And, you know, that's true. I mean, and if you don't have money, you can't have lawyers that can get you released. But he has maintained the entire time that he was not guilty of these charges. And so, but anyway, I want you to read about it. You can read about it at Texas Metro News, which is www.texasmetronews.com. Or like I said earlier, why don't you leave me your email address at editor@texasmetronews.com, and I will put you on our e-blast list. You can see this e-blast because it's in our e-blast today. It was written by Stacey M. Brown, who is an NMPA News Senior National Correspondent. Today, National Day, today's National Day is, okay, just missed that. I have it here. Today's National Day is, well, it says UFO Day, but actually it's not UFO. It is UFO. So I don't know if you celebrate that kind of thing or not, but anyway, we're not going to worry about that. Tomorrow I will tell you, it will be Bean Day, and that's pretty cool. We are just going to move on along. We're going to move on along. Now, I'm expecting our guest here shortly, Miss Catherine Mitchell, and she turned 100 years old, man. You know she's got a lot of wisdom, don't you? You know she's got a lot of wisdom, a lot, and that is pretty cool. I mean, that is really pretty cool. She has got a lot of wisdom, and so I look forward to talking to her about some things. But let me share some things that are kind of on my mind today as well. Now, I always talk about, you know, how we can get from one point to the next, and here's 30 promises of God in uncertain times, because we are living in those times, no doubt about that. Who would have thought we would have had a pandemic that lasted and still going on in this world over a year? And so here's just a couple of things that God has said. These are the promises that he has made to you. So when you're dealing with a lot of these things and issues of health and jobs and family and finances, you know, here's some promises. One, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, wow. That right there is a blessing. Now, that is taken from Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, and that is, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he won't. He will not. God will strengthen you and uphold you. So whatever it is that you're going through and you say, I don't have the strength, Lord, I can't do it. He says in his word in Isaiah 41 and 10, God will strengthen you and uphold you. Now, when it comes to our finances, we're all worried about them, whether we're going to have money, you know. Now, you know, if you were on unemployment, it ended for you, on June the 26th, the portion, the $300 portion, I'll say that. That ended for you on June the 26th. But if you're still unemployment and because of the pandemic, you know, you lost that money. You lost that $300. And there are a lot of jobs out here, so you're going to have to get on a different path. But here's a verse that will help you to remind you, God will meet all of your needs according to his riches. And that's Philippians 4:19. So it's not what you have, but it's what God has. And he said, already he will meet your needs according to his riches. So those are just a few. We may be talking about them for the next few weeks. I want to be sharing some more of God's promises with you because, you know what, that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. So now I want to tell you a little bit about Miss Catherine Mitchell, okay? So let me just tell you, Catherine Lacey Mitchell celebrated her 100th birthday on July the 1st, 2021. Her dedication to academic excellence of Dallas public school students and her passion for community service are among the legacy highlights that document a life well lived. Mrs. Mitchell was born July 1st, 1921 in Tyler, Texas, to Mr. and Mrs. Jesse Lacey. Her parents instilled in her the deepest love of learning and the importance of education, attainment, and the requirement to engage in community and church. I mean, that right there is amazing. And she is here to still share with us and share with others those very things that she believed in and had a passion for. She developed a passion for teaching early in life, and after receiving her Bachelor of Science degree in elementary education at Texas College and a master's degree in elementary reading instruction at Texas Southern University, Mrs. Mitchell devoted more than 35 years of her life to teaching students in the Dallas Independent School District. Her career began in Dallas ISD in 1954. That was like 5 years before I was even born, as a second grade teacher at C.F. Carr Elementary School in West Dallas. Her success teaching impoverished young children to read earned Mrs. Mitchell the title lead teacher for the school's second grade instructors. This promotion gave her the opportunity to share her proven instructional strategies for reading with her colleagues and others throughout the district's African American elementary school. Now, I can't wait to talk to her about that because In 54, we were still segregated. Wow, we were still segregated. Now, by the time I started school, because I was born in 59, and by the time I started school, would have been in the 64. And I lived in California at the time. And you know what? And as a child, I'm sure my mother realized what was going on, but as a child, I didn't have a clue. But I remember being in pre-K, and I remember my pre-K teacher was a black lady, and the nurse was a black lady. And in fact, I remember vividly getting measles or chicken pox. I think it was the chicken pox oh my God. And I cried and cried and cried. So, but just thinking about it, teaching, if you were a teacher back then in the 50s, and black children were in their own schools. And then after desegregation, then of course we know the stories of, you know, Brown versus the Board of Education. We got to ask her. We got to ask her what was that like. And because, of course, she was still teaching once the schools were desegregated. So I can't wait to meet her and to have her on. She will be on a little bit. So we are going to go to a very, very quick break. And we're going to play A Change Is Going to Come, because that is exactly what is going on. A change is going to come. Change is definitely going to come. Definitely. There's no doubt about it. And some good things are going to happen. There may still be some bad things happening, but there's going to be some good things. And so we just need to look to our Heavenly Father and give Him thanks for this change, because I'm sure 100 years ago, we never saw this coming. We never saw where we would be. We've had in my lifetime a African-American president of the United States, and in my lifetime a black woman as vice president of the United States. And so many incredible things that women are doing. It's astounding, and I am sure it can only better. It can only go up from here. So as we wait on our guest, let me just grab a paper here. All right. And this is what the paper looks like this week. Now, on the very front page there, you see Mother Earth. She bakes some of the most incredible desserts that I have tasted. Bean pies is her staple, that is. But then she makes some other wonderful things too. Oh, and just delicious. And if you want to know more about Miss Eartha Muhammad, you can go to our website and check it out, the story. And it's called Bean Pie, My Brother, Bean Pie, My Sister, Mother Earth. Also, we want to give condolences to the Humphreys family on the loss of Dr. Frederick S. Humphreys on June the 24th. He passed away. He was the president. He served as TSU's fourth president. He became the eighth president of FAMU under the leadership. And under his leadership, the college was named College of the Year in Time Magazine. So our condolences go out to the Humphreys family. All right. Now we were talking about this a little bit earlier about Chauvin, and he gets 25.5 years for murder of George Floyd. He has been sentenced in prison for the murder of George Perry Floyd Jr. This is the longest sentence a former police officer has received in state history. In remarks announcing his decision, Judge Peter Cahill said he based the sentence on law, not emotion. He kept his remarks brief and encouraged the public to read the 26th sentencing memorandum in the memorandum opinion. Cahill ruled that, you can read it in our paper. I didn't want to go through all of it, but yes, definitely. So it's a lot. It's a lot out there. It's a lot going on. And we want to keep our ear to the ground so that we know what's happening out here as well. So that's why it's really important. Please follow us on our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, and iMessenger. And you can find us and on our websites as well at www.texasmetronews, www.garlandjournal, www.myiMessenger. We also, through the week, we have blog talk radio shows live here on Facebook. We have Norma Adams Wade, and she is on Wednesdays from 11 to 1, and hers show is called I Was Just Thinking. And if you want a history lesson, tune in to Miss Norma. Miss Norma is a historian of Black Dallas. And anything else you want to know, on Fridays we have Me for Marvel with Love, and I'm here from 11 to 1 as well. On Saturdays we have Deborah Brown Stearns, and she is from 12 to 2. On Saturdays, and then on Sundays, we have The World According to Drew with Andrew Wiggum III, and we have him from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and he is on our blog talk show, and that's at 646-200-0459. Now, we are just waiting for our guest to arrive. So we're just waiting for our guest to arrive. So I am going to try to contact him to see, to make sure that he got everything. So we're going to take another little break, and then I will let you know. We're going to play something. Here, you know, we have to do something that makes us kind of get up and move around. And let's see. Wow, let's play a little Beyonce. How about that? Before I let go, we'll be right back. Right, before I let go, you know, I love me some Beyonce, and I think Frankie Beverly was asked at one point, what do you think about Beyonce redoing your song? And he was like, he was excited about it. He thought it was cool, and it made him lots of money, so he didn't have a problem with it, you know, and I just think that's so cool because she just took it and she just kind of put her spin on it, and it was as good as, you know, his, you know. There's sometimes you can't redo the original, you know. Sometimes you can't do somebody else's song, but, you know, and she did, and she did a great job. So anyway, so now we are still just kind of talking about things that are happening in the news, in our paper. And we were talking, I talked a little bit earlier about the 4th of July, and this weekend is being a very, very well-traveled weekend, you know, if you're going to be driving or indefinitely flying. Many, many flights have been canceled through American and Southwest, you know, because the weather in areas and because of the weather as well. They've had people that did not work. Oh my God, I'm just tongue twisted today. I apologize for that. But yeah, so they are working understaffed is what it is. They're working understaffed, and being understaffed, that's kind of making them have to cancel flights. And so anyway, I want y'all to be really safe. And if you're headed out to the airport, leave early before your flight, really early. And if you are driving, also leave earlier than anticipated and expect to have some traffic jams and stuff going on as well. So, all right. So now we're just going to keep it moving. We are definitely going to keep it moving. Now, last week, it might have been maybe a week and a half ago, I visited Paul Quinn College. They hosted their reintroduction to Paul Quinn. And Paul Quinn in the last 40 years had not had anything built or added anything new to the campus. And this, they did. And during a pandemic at that, they have added a new building. They have remodeled several dorms. That chapel was remodeled, and the campus is looking really beautiful. It really is. The campus is looking really beautiful, and if you want to hear more about it, they're going to have a brand new gym in there as well. The dorm rooms look really nice, and right now they are going to be, for the fall of this year, they will be at 50% capacity as far as dorms, and then in the spring, they will be back 100% occupancy. So if you have a graduate, check into Paul Quinn, one of a HBCU right here in North Central Texas. So, I mean, I really enjoyed that. And Dr. Michael Sorrell is an awesome president. He really is. He's an awesome president. Now, I also visited a press conference last week with the Dallas mayor, Mayor Eric Johnson, and he announced that there is going to be a back-to-school fair. This is be the 25th back-to-school fair, and it's annual. It will be held out at Fair Park. So all you have to do is register, and register at Mayor's Back to School fair at .com, mayorsbacktoschoolfair.com, and register your child. That you have to live in Dallas, or your child has to go to a Dallas school, register and drive through and pick up the school supplies. And that actual date for the drive through is August the 6th. And it's going to be, like I said, at Fair Park, and it'll be drive-through options. It'll be on a Friday and starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, So also our columnist Vincent Hall wrote an article in his column. It's called Quit Playing, and it's Backlash 3.0 is No Charm. So he talks about, you know, what is happening and everything. So now Miss Catherine is here. So we are going to let her in. I cannot wait to talk to her. So hold on. Good morning, Mrs. Mitchell. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
It is so good to see you and welcome to the show. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy too.
I know that. I know that's right. Oh, my goodness. So I've been just talking about you all morning and how awesome, you know, you are, and being an educator and to have been through all the things that you've been through. I want to know more. I just want to know more. So just start talking and just tell us a little bit about you and everything. Yeah.
Okay, you want me to tell you about myself?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I've done so much until I'll tell you part of it.
Okay.
How's that?
How's that? That's great.
Okay, I started out in a little country town in East Texas called Tyler, Texas. I started out in the first grade. Had to walk 5 miles to school every day. And, of course, they didn't have a school for blacks. All the schools were for whites. And the kids, and walking the 5 miles, we didn't realize that that was bad. But, I mean, the sand was hot and everything. And the kids, and the funny thing, the white kids were satisfied in a real shiny bus, and they would holler out, "Hey, niggas, how you doing?" And so then after a while, my grandfather decided that we needed a school in our neighborhood. So he gave my grandfather the land. He said, "I'll give you the land and the for a school, a church, and a cemetery." He knew we all was going to be buried one time. So he gave the land. And then the white folks decided that they would furnish a teacher. And the teacher came from Tyler. Her name was Mrs. Wade. I'll never forget her as long as I live. And Mrs. Wade would come in the morning early and make a fire, we had a wooden stove, and make a fire. But, you know, the funny thing about that, I don't know, nobody in my class that could not read. We all had to sit on a bench, and she would have our reading class. And I don't remember anybody in our class that could not read. And then the next thing about living like that, I didn't realize that I was poor. I mean, I didn't, you know, we all, I guess, had the same thing, and that was the reason that I guess that we were poor. But we all enjoyed each other. We had a nice, nice neighborhood where we played ball and all that kind of stuff together. And then my profession. And then after that, I went to Tyler, to a high school, Emmy Scott High School. And I had two brothers, and they were determined that I graduate from high school. And after graduating from high school, then they were determined that I go to college. And by me being the baby, I would get mad at them and say, "I'm not going to high school, I'm not going to," and they would give me what I wanted. So that was really, and then on and on and on, we had a work program at school, so I could leave school at 12 o'clock, and then I had a babysitting job that paid me $0.50 an hour to take the baby walking. And in taking the baby walking, which is one of the reasons, I think it was, that I met my husband. And that was the greatest thing on earth that the greatest thing on earth that we can do. And of course, I was in high school, and we would have the practice of a play. So he decided that he wanted to come and see me in the play, and then that's exactly. And that's exactly how we met. Then after that, I went to college. And after going to college, he was already in college. So then after we got married, he decided that we both would go to college. And we had the two children, Donnie and Anita. And, of course, we carried them to Texas Southern. And my husband got his master's first, and then I got my master's next. And I got my master's in instructional resource, and I taught, you know, the third grade for years. And then after that, I got a job at CF Club.
Wow.
And Mr. Joseph McMillan, I had three opportunities. I could go to the third grade, fifth grade, or sixth grade, so I took the second grade. And I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed teaching the second grade. And by that, I had a consultant, which is Mr. Jimmy Tyler Bashir. And she found out that I had a lot of skills. So actually, she worked me. I enjoyed it. And I was the supervisor of some students from Prairie View, and on and on. And so I just enjoyed my education. Then after we were working out there for 17 years, and by the way, I taught some of my, some of Eric Johnson, which is my, he's the city, no, he's not the city county, he's the mayor of the city of Dallas.
Yeah.
So I taught some of his relatives. And I worked out there at CM Carr for 17 years. And after 17 years, they decided that they wanted to integrate the school. And I did not want to go to a white school. I wanted to stay out there and teach my children. So I told my principal, I said, Mr. McMillan, please give me a bad evaluation so I will not have to move. So he said, well, if I give you a bad evaluation, then you won't have a job. What was it for me to do? But take it and go to when they integrated the school. Well, I was one of the first teachers that went to a white school, all white school. And I say it was really enjoyable. I tell you what, I met with the parents and I told them, and by the way, I do believe in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed, I said, Lord, if I cannot teach these white kids, I don't need to teach. I need to go and get a job washing, ironing, or whatever it was. So I was out there for 7 years, and it was just wonderful. Absolutely. I got an outstanding plaque for having the highest reading in Dallas, period. And then the one of the council members came to me and said, Mrs. Mitchell, what kind of job do you want downtown? I said, do I want downtown? I said, I don't want to walk downtown. He said, well, the average person, when you open the job downtown, they wouldn't go. I said, I like to work with children. I don't like to work with adults. So anyway, I stayed out there for 7 wonderful years.
Mrs. Mitchell.
And after leaving, I said,
Mrs. Mitchell.
And sleeping out there.
I'm sorry to cut in, Mrs. Mitchell. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
This is Cheryl Smith, and I just had to cut in and say hello and happy birthday to you because I have another call to do, but I didn't want to pass up this opportunity because you are a legend. And I was with Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson the other day, and she was talking about how wonderful you are. And I know that you are a sorority sister. And I just wanted to say you're the greatest and happy birthday. I don't know if you can see me. Marva won't move out the way. But thank you. And I've known Don for years and for decades, actually. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done, and hopefully one day I'll get to see you in person, okay?
Thank you.
And I'll let you finish talking to Marva, but you are absolutely a joy, and I couldn't miss the opportunity to tell you how much I appreciate you.
Well, thank you very, very much. That was very, very encouraging. But, you know, after working in Dallas a long time, and I don't know how I got involved with politics, and then this is how I was invited or was appointed to be one of the city council members, Leo Cheney. I'm sure you remember him. He appointed me to one of the positions there on the city council. I didn't know what to do. I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, you're supposed to take care of your neighborhood. And that is exactly what I did. I really enjoyed working with the city council. And there are so many things that I did to help children in our neighborhood. So then I asked him, I said, you know, I need to help with these young children, especially boys, to help them realize that everybody cannot be a football player or a basketball player. And he said, you know what? That's a good idea. He said, I'm going to help you. And I don't know how he did it, but he went back to the city councilman. If I was younger, I would be with Eric Johnson right now to get him for money. And he was with one of the council members, and they gave me over $50,000. All state gave me $25,000, and somebody else gave to work with these young children. And we did it for about 6 weeks. It was a wonderful, wonderful program. And the funny thing about it, being in all working with all states, we couldn't say just the blacks because the insurance companies for everybody. So one day we had an open enrollment, and here come two boys from Green Hill, white boys, and they came out there with a comb. You know, we used to wear combs in our hair, and of course I was pants down. And the council that we had to work with them, she called the boys over there. She said, young man, we don't dress like that. We really don't dress like that out here. She said, to come to this, you're going to have to wear some jeans, nice jeans, and you're going to have a belt. And she told them how she wanted them to dress. And, of course, one dropped out.
Well, tell
about
your school may have to be your library.
There was.
Tell about the library may have to be.
And then after that, we worked real hard and got money and had the training and everything. So then Yvonne Ural asked me would I come to work in with our black kids in South Dallas. I went out there. And I did work real hard with him. And you know what? The greatest thing, I worked in Dallas for 45 years. I only had two bad principles.
Oh, wow.
And that was remarkable. And, of course, one was a Jew, Rita Newman. And she did not want me.
Okay.
She did not want me to work with those kids like I work with the children.
I could listen to you all day, Mrs. Mitchell. I am so proud. You are definitely a treasure, and we are honored to celebrate your 100th birthday. We salute you. You have educated so many. You showed up for civil rights, and you worked with your sorority, South Dallas Business Women's Professional Club and Parent Teachers Association. Mrs. Mitchell, you are so wonderful, and I just thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today, to speak with you and listen to your stories. I want to come over to your house and just sit down, and you can tell me everything. So maybe we can have you back at some time, but thank you so much for being on our show today, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday celebrating. This is a milestone, and you have just flown high. Thank you.
And thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And we're going to have Don and you come back again maybe sometime in the future. And again, enjoy the rest of your day, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. All right. We are going to now I have our next guest. And let me just tell you just a little bit about them as I'm going to tell you just a little bit about them, because what they're doing is so amazing. And I just think it's so amazing to help young people. So my guests are Lubbock and Jeremiah, and they are founders of Camp Exposure. And so we're going to talk to them, Mr. Lubbock and Mr. Jeremiah. We're going to have a conversation, find out about this. They've got some exciting things coming up. They've got a 3-day annual camp set for July 16th through the 18th. And so we're just going to just talk to them. So let me welcome them to the show, invite them in on our screen. Hello there, young men. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it going? I can see him,
but I can't see you. You gotta kind of.
We're used to getting close.
Let's see. Let me see if I can check. Yeah. Well, that's a little bit better. So, all right. Now, tell me about Camp Exposure, because it's a pretty awesome thing what you guys are doing for these underserved young people who are scholars and athletes. So let's talk about that. Tell us about that.
Well, to just to kind of give a quick introduction first of who me and Lubbock are as men, as foundation, and kind of what we stand on foundationally. Mm-hmm. I'll start with just me. Born and raised here in Dallas, Texas. Went to Carter High School. The Lord blessed me to be able to go on to a Division I level college, play football there at the University of Kansas. Ended up earning my bachelor's degree in business and communication. And moved here and started to dibble and dabble in real estate, and ended up becoming a broker / realtor here in the city professionally. Now, that's not where the story is. The story is helping out people who were in our situation prior to who we are now. So it's the foundation of Camp Exposure, helping young men become better young men in today's world, athletes. Now, Camp Exposure started about 4 years ago with just a simple principle of how can we help young men make better decisions on and off the field, right? Well, as the walk kept going, we realized, hey, look, we not only need to help these young men, but we need to help the parents as well. The parents are the people who's guiding these young men. So we decided, hey, and then I'll give the microphone to Lubbock. But Lubbock came in the fold as a co-founder because at the time we had him to come in and speak with the children regarding what SAT scores they need. How to their grade point average in order to even get in school. Your talent is just one aspect of it. You need to do it academically. So then that's when we brought Lubbock in, and now I'll pass it over to Lubbock, and he can kind of piggyback off that.
How you doing, Marla? It's really an honor and privilege to be on your show today. Like Jeremiah has been saying, we actually go way back. Me and Hash have known each other since, elementary, middle school. He's a year older than me, so I've always seen him as a big brother. We're in the same fraternity together, played middle school ball together, high school at Carter High School. And if it wasn't for him getting recruited by the University of Kansas his senior year and getting a full ride there, I wouldn't have got my full ride to go to KU my junior year. So we've been in the forest together for quite some time. And so since we've been in conjunction together, along with our founder of Captain Soldier, Tyler Patman, we've really been essentially trying to help young men who are just like us reach their full potential through sports. Sports is not the destination. It's the vehicle that you use to get to your destination in life, to really just kind of open them up to a plethora of opportunities through football, through academics, education, financial literacy, mental health, personal branding, leadership, pretty much you name it. So that way, as they transition to the Division I level, they're set up to thrive and not just survive at that level. So that's essentially what the camp is. It's really helping them reach their full potential, not only in the sport of football, but in every aspect of life.
Right. So some of the challenges that you guys are being faced with right now, trying to help these young men.
I would say, seeing that it is a free camp, so the camp is free agent only. We understand in terms of the fiscal aspect that can be challenging. So me, Hash, and Pete have always had philanthropic type of part, making sure that everybody has that equitable type of platform to make sure they can get their needs met. And then invitation only. Why? Because not everybody has the talent to play, at the D1 level, at the NFL level. So we want to make sure all the resources from having Vista Bank, who is powering us, to having Highland Park, who has the campsite and tons of NFL players and trainers, we want to make sure that everyone's time and resources are utilized efficiently, so that way we can really have a great scale of impact for the people that we're helping. So I would say that's the challenge, is the financial side. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to have a number of different sides of it, right? Where you're trying to, we're trying to do a reveal for the gear yesterday, trying to get all the players there all at once. And it's challenging because we're getting a lot of popularity, we're getting a lot of notoriety, and people support us because they know that we're just genuine, sincere. We're very transparent. We've been from Oak Cliff. What you see is what you get. A lot of people can be threatened by that. So we have a lot of, admirers, I would say. Instead of enemies, so that way they can truly see, what we're doing. So there's people who don't want to get on board with what you're doing because they.
So now you said this is your fourth year. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the successes that you have had in past years? Are you there? You guys are frozen. I hope you guys see me. What happened? All right, guys, looks like we are frozen. Hopefully we will come back. Let's see if I do that and then that. Does that help? Uh-oh, I lost them. All right, well, hopefully they will come back in and in a minute. Hopefully they will come back in a minute so we can keep talking about. Oh, here they go. Are you there? Okay, we got lost.
I know we did get lost, but we get right back on track though.
Okay, all right.
So
I was asking you about the successes. This is your fourth year, so can you tell us about some of the successes with the students in the past years?
So the success that we have is, I want to say about 70% of the student athletes we have coming, they're going on to be Division I athletes. In addition to that, they've been involved in and that they always have the potential, the aspirations to become. And we're getting more people in terms of partnerships, sponsorships, and relationships that's allowing us to scale and grow this camp into something really big. It's really a huge story in terms of what we've cultivated together, just from, you know, three young men who are best friends who really want to help young athletes grow on and do bigger and better.
And then I would just touch briefly on what he said. Everything he said is correct. But just to show the growth from the first camp to this camp now, for instance, Lubbock came, he spoke with the children about their SAT scores and what they need to do, and they were sweet. They're like, this is not what we want to hear, right? Well, the next camp, we're like, well, the kids are not going to want to hear that. Let's bring the parents in, right? So now we bring the parents in, and Lubbock's speaking with the parents, but we only allow a two-hour window when that ended up being a five-hour thing where they're asking questions like, is this what we need to do? It ended up being beneficial for the parents. So what we're doing is we're learning how to navigate and bridge the communication level to where it needs to go. You know, so this camp is not only about football, right? To be honest with you, that's the face of the camp, but the foundation of the camp is Vincent Bank is going to do financial literacy for the parents. They're going to come in and do financial literacy for the student athletes. Some of the NFL players is coming. They may need to hear about the financial literacy. We got motivational speakers who's coming in and letting these kids know, hey, look, you know, now that college athletes can earn a living now,
exactly.
It's no longer, they can be paid. This is what you need to do with your image. When you're on social media, you don't need to be, excuse my language, you don't need to be having any and all of everything on your Instagram. You are a walking business now. So it's a chance to grow and knowing how to create these different things for them.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing because I wanted to talk about the NCAA now allowing these students to make money. So how is that going to affect them? And, you know, and here's the real question. Is that going to make them, you think that'll make them be more focused on what they need to focus on? Or now they're just looking at, I got some money. I'm, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think about that?
I think that it can go a number of ways. I think the main thing is that we typically just have to wait and see. This is completely new to everyone, including NCAA. They have no clue. I spent time at the University of Kansas for 9 years working in athletics. I worked at UOP, working with football. So I see what that style looks like, and I worked at Old Dominion University at the leadership level. I was a director of student athlete development and leadership programs, as well as academic advisor for being, I was a personal development coordinator. I taught a class to the USC football team in LA, and then I oversaw academic support different teams. So I come from a fundraising background, marketing, student athlete. This is like this is my niche. This is like what I truly invest a lot of my time in. So that way, young men who come from areas like they're not getting in the system that's going to only benefit off of them and not allow them to have the opportunity to thrive and succeed in life. You see too many young men who come from Ocho Cinco, Dallas region, go play at the highest level, only to end up having to come back home and work at Walmart. So we're really trying to equip them with tools so that way they can be successful. And I feel like this opportunity for name, image, and likeness is going to open up a plethora of doors, both on the good side and the bad side. We pass for our lack of knowledge. So when you don't know something, you can actually get in trouble for that. So we just want to help give them the tools that's necessary to navigate that space. And again, is this something that anyone is an expert on? No. So we're just really going to give them the pros and the cons, the advantages and disadvantages of what it's going to look like, and really just empower them so that way they can have ownership and responsibility along with accountability in order to make the right decisions. But the good thing is that these universities are making decisions. Now they have a bit of a seat at the table in order to equal out that level playing field.
Wow. That is...
But again, this is something that nobody knows.
No, right. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. So what age of the boys did you guys accept?
So currently right now we're only accepting high school children, preferably the ones who have not been exposed. So the idea is to take, in football you have five-star recruits who the sports world labeled on as five-stars. They are the some guys who are best of the best, but they're not labeled yet. So that's kind of where the exposure name came from. That's just one aspect. So we try to take half the children who's five-star and then half the children who's no-star, put them in front of everyone, show them, hey, look, their skill set is equal to the same as a five-star, and also their intellect, their education, their mind also equals that opportunity as well. Now, this is Marva. I'm not saying that it's like this because we're continually growing and learning and how to operate this thing. But for right now, our tools and everything that's set up for us is strictly for high school right now.
So are you following these kids, say, from 9th grade to 12th grade? What's happening during the year when they're not at the camp? The camp is only 3 days, so then how do you help them doing that throughout the rest of the year?
So typically what happens is, and this is just me speaking from experience. So typically as a football player, from the season, and I'll say 6 months out the year, you're busy. Your focus is on football. And then the next 6 months, 4 months, you're still in school, but you're still practicing, right? Well, it's those 2 months out of the year, which is the summer, is where those high school players make their biggest mistakes, right? And it could be just hanging out with the wrong friends. It could be not bettering your brand, you know. It could be not studying. You should be taking some extra classes to keep your GPA high so your SAT can be lowered. So to answer your question, that's the reason we are kind of focusing on a time where it's kind of a dead period for them in their lives, which makes the biggest impact. And, yes, we do follow up with the children. We get text messages and phone calls. Especially if something happens, hey, such and such is not playing this year. He decided to redshirt. He's on track to get his master's or his bachelor's. However, and that's where we have kind of the social media content, which by us boosting them up, they should be going on their social media and do the same thing that we're doing, especially that now that they can get paid.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is amazing right there. So now this is a huge undertaking. I'm understanding that you guys are going through a lot. So how do you come up with your partners, and who is your partner? I heard you mention Vista Bank. So tell us about that partnership.
All right, so this is an interesting this is really interesting. So it's really a guy story more than anything. One of the things that I do is just to kind of give you some insights to what I do. I'm a third grade math teacher. I have my own fitness consulting business. I'm part of a real estate company with this guy and another best friend of ours and two other black men. So it's five black men in a real estate company. And then I end up meeting the CEO of Vista Bank, whose name is John Steigmans, a good close friend of mine now. But at the time, I ran into him at Lucky's off of Gaston's in East Dallas. Mm-hmm. And so I actually didn't want to go to Lucky's that day at all. I wanted to go to Chick-fil-A, stay in Oak Cliff, and go home to eat. But the Lord told me, like, you need to go to Lucky's. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. I get there, order my food, sit down. This young white, you know, young-looking white guy sits down in front of me. You know, it's not a social norm to be looking at a person. So I'm just like, what the heck, guys? You know, why is he doing that? And so he hears me over talking on the phone with a friend of mine about self-care. His name is Will Baggett, and he's going to be at the camp talking about personal branding. And so just tell him how, you know, I'm really big on just taking out time to be by myself, in addition to being a husband and a father. And John hears it, and I get out the phone, and he was like, self-care, huh? And I was like, yeah. He was like, tell me a little bit more about that. I was like, shoot, I got to take care of myself before I can take care of other people. He was like, okay. And so just, you know, he liked what I was saying, wanted to care more about my University of Kansas playing football. He was like, oh, Big 12. And I was like, yes, sir. He was like, I'm the chair of on the board for Texas Tech Athletics. When he said that, I was like, yeah, you gotta be a big man, the chair of board for Texas Tech Athletics. And so he keeps talking, you know, gives me insight into, you know, some of his clients. And make a long story short, he was like, it feels like this is like a divine connection. I was like, yeah, think about it. I said, so much so that I feel like the Lord is, you know, telling me these things about you. I got to pray with him, and instantly it just created a bond and a relationship right there. And so he put me on the board initiative for his bank called Dallas South Initiative. We're born in financial literacy, you know, having conversations with people in the area regarding, you know, relationships we can build in order to support and resources and, you know, everything that help people scale and build their, you know, their business, but also helping them be able to develop generational wealth. And so we just created a relationship with Carter High School. We're pouring in, you know, resources to them. And so, you know, behold, it's like, what else can we do? You know, started creating, you know, conversations with Port Oak Cliff. And I was like, what else can we do? And, you know, we had dinner together with all of our families, the Hatches, the Patterns, and the Smiths. We got together, and there was just like Tyler and Hatch was like, are we going to have a camp this year? And literally, I like to speak things into existence. I was like, heck yeah, we're going to have a camp, and the bank will pay for it. Yeah. And so, lo and behold, ended up talking with Kathy Landstrup, who is the CEO and chairs the bank initiative, and talked to her about the camp, and they loved it. John was like, yes, we're going to do it. We're going to do it in Highland Park. We're going to, you know, it turned into something so big. And it's such like a God story behind this because, you know, Oak Cliff and Highland Park used to be one. That's a whole even greater story behind that. But to save the details, it's really, I feel like more, like we feel like more than anything, it's a God story. And God has really connected the right people to come together in order to truly impact our youth and our community because so many huge things are going to happen from this.
Wow. So let's talk about the event itself, the camp itself, and when it's going to take place, who's going to be there, and what will it be like?
All right. Now, it's going to be the biggest camp in the city, right? The biggest ever. Everything that we're doing, Mrs. Marva, is mm-hmm. big, mm-hmm. from on the field to off the field.
Okay.
On the field, these kids will learn how to run 40 times. We'll prepare them for combine for when it's time to go to the NFL. They'll know the foundations and do everything the right way, the correct way. They'll learn how to eat, how to take care of their bodies. They'll learn the training aspect of it, how to tape their ankles, just everything on the field.
as possible, we will provide them that. Now, not just me, Lubbock, and Tyler. There will be NFL players who play now. There will be ex-NFL players. There'll also be college players, and there'll also be trainers as well that'll be doing the same thing. Now, off the field is the best part, right? So now parents get to kind of, as we say, follow their child. So when their child is on the field, they'll be able to watch them on the field. When their child is in the classroom learning about financial literacy with Mr. Bank, they'll be able to come in there. When their child is in the real estate portion, learning how to help their real estate portfolio, their parents will be there. When their child is doing personal branding, how to do their Instagram or social media, they'll be able to follow them there. They'll have also mental health thing, mental health speaker come in, they'll be able to follow them there. But to just to top it off, what we're calling Sunday Funday will be the biggest event thus far. So we're inviting everyone. I don't care how old your kid is. If he's in elementary, if he's in middle school or high school, come out. We got free games, bounce houses. We have electric food, free food. We have the game truck with all the games where you can play the video games. There will be, of course, there will be a speaker there. It'll be just a fellowship of connecting and good vibes. So we are excited about it. Like I said, it's never been done before. We are the pioneers, so we're excited. And again, it's to kind of bridge that gap that's kind of been hanging over our heads, and I don't know if Lubbock can let me mention this, but kind of bridge the gap that's been hanging over our head with the division among Highland Park and Oak Cliff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was just even getting a venue with Highland Park was a privilege and an honor. So it's really just to bridge that gap and get us connected, especially with everything that's been happening. As we know it. And I'll let Lubbock touch on that.
And then regarding everything we're doing for the Sunday Family Fun Day, this is a huge story just in connection with that. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about what that is. And so some friends of ours that have their own business called Tequila with Friends, David Wilson, Phineas Arnick, Roger West, and Brandon Scott, they're all from Oak Cliff. And on their Instagram story, they're asking questions about Oak Cliff in regards to like their business. And I was like, how the heck do I know all these answers? And I heard the Lord say, you need to go know your Oak Cliff history. And so I go find my Oak Cliff history, and I kid you not, this is literally like what I come across. And so for Oak Cliff, the history of it, it goes, Oak Cliff originated on December 15, 1886, when John S. Armstrong and Thomas A. Marcellus bought a farm of 320 acres on the west side of the Trinity River. $8,000. The farm was subdivided into 20-acre blocks in the plot of the new town made. Armstrong and Marcellus began to develop the land into an elite residential area, which proved to be a success by the end of 1887, with sales surpassing $60,000. However, after a disagreement between the partners, Marcellus secured complete control over Oak Cliff's development. Armstrong would go on to create his own elite residential development on the north side of Dallas known as Highland Park. So you have, young men from Oak Cliff. You have young men that's coming to a football camp. These guys are from Oak Cliff, going to a camp at Highland Park High School. You have Vista Bank, who is powering the camp. Their headquarters is in Highland Park. Myself in a relationship, me being from Oak Cliff, relationship after the CEO, he resides in Highland Park. So there's a whole God story behind what we're doing. I literally, as I read that, I heard the Lord say, that you guys, everyone involved, you're going to help restore what was once divided. So you have, economic, restoration. You have an opportunity for racial reconciliation, racial healing. Like, there's so many different things that can derive from this. And what better way to do that through the sport? We all love here in Texas, which is the game of football.
Absolutely.
So So that's really truly a heartfelt story, and we're just honored and privileged to be a part of it to impact our youth and community through this.
Well, you make me proud. Both of you make me proud.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that is such a blessing, man. That is such a blessing. So how can people support you? How can people reach out to you and be supportive to you?
All right, so I'll make sure that resources are not an issue for our youth and our community. Mm-hmm. Knowing just being from the low to mid SES back to socioeconomic status, from the educational side, yes, we have great opportunities of academics, but when you look at that in comparison to the Highland Park side of things, you have just throw out a name, Jerry Jones lived there. You know what I mean? So you have, it's an affluent style, right? And it's booming with resources and access. We want to continue to make that, you know, the case for us on our side for Oak Cliff. So just having people be able to financially donate and support, you know, having people donate and sponsor through their businesses, it's great. We have a, you know, 501c3 regarding how we're doing this. So, you know, it's easy to make this happen for our youth and community. And also your time of service is incredibly useful. You know, that's the best thing that you can do, is get your time. And so we just want to make sure that they know that time is money, and we're making sure that along with your service, you know, everything equitably is going to be able to best serve the youth and community together.
And I love the way you not only reached out to the children, but you began to reach out to their parents, because that connection makes it work. The fact that you got parents and kids on the same page. How often do we find that parents and kids are never on the same page? But because of you and what you guys are doing, you are bringing them together. You help the parents out, because all the stuff that they've been trying to tell these kids, now they're listening because you are in standing in the gap. And that's great.
And all starts with the vision of our founder, Tyler Fatman. If it wasn't for him, you know, having the heart that he has, you know, in his whole background, you know, essentially this would not be in fruition where it is today. So we're really just all living out each other's dreams together, you know. We all are like-minded men. Tyler Fatman and myself share the same birthday. Lee and Hash, you know, are like brothers, and we're all our best friends together. Just in how things are well connected. It's amazing. It's kind of like how the Lord puts things together. So we just want to be able to share the blessings and the prosperity, just everything that we've been fortunate with, so that way we continue to grow collectively to make, you know, the greatest impact we can possibly have.
So what's your guys' website? I mean, I need to be tweeting this out.
You do need to be tweeting this out. You can definitely go ahead and find us at the Camp Exposure. TheCampExposure.com. That's our website. On Instagram, you can find us at TheCampExposure. On Twitter, the same thing, at TheCampExposure. And we also have a Facebook page.
Okay.
The Camp Exposure.
Okay. All right. All right.
Pretty easy to find.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get that out there. I will definitely get that out there. I mean, thank you so much for being here today. And what you have shared is eye-opening, and it makes me proud. It really does. It makes me proud, and I don't know what else to say. I mean, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's been a privilege and an honor.
You are so welcome. And I want you guys to come back, because I know we can talk more. And we can talk more, because that God thing, let me tell you, when he jumps in the middle of that stuff, oh, and just the fact that you are tuned into him.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? You have to be tuned into him. And that's a huge blessing right there.
And I would say one thing, and I know you're gonna let us go. Just to put this at the forefront, Jesus is the foundation of what we're doing. Just to kind of put it side by side, the camp with our walks with Jesus. Every time I think about the camp and how much it's grown, I think about our walks, on how much our walks have grown. You know,
mm-hmm.
Our talks about the Bible and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of surface level when we first started the camp, and now our camp is headed for globalness, and that's kind of what we're
goes hand in hand.
Let me tell you, you cannot be God given. You just can't. You receive it, and he just opens up doors that you didn't even know were there. You'd be like, I didn't know that was over there. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't, you know. And so, you know, when God lays something on you, baby, listen, he qualified you men, and he said, okay, head here. And the fact that you are tuned in and you are listening, and that relationship is not only going to get better, it's going to get stronger, and you will be reaping the benefits, and the people that are following you will reap those same benefits. And there is your generational wealth right there.
And I want to add one more thing. I know I keep saying, but it's important to let the children know
mm-hmm.
that they can be themselves, right?
Yes.
We are, as you see, Lubbock here has headed an entire college, USC, and he's wearing a gold chain, a hat. We're ourselves. We're not walking around with.
Right.
On all day, you know,
right.
When it's time to put on a suit,
yeah.
We can do that, but we're authentically ourselves.
Right.
You know, you hear this fashion and this myth about, oh, you have to talk like the uppity people. No, you don't. You're wearing an age, you can be yourself,
yes.
You know. So that's kind of what we want to preach to the children, just showing them how to be themselves.
Oh, man. Well, guys, please come back and hang out with me, because this was a blessing for me as well, just to have this conversation with you. And I will definitely be tweeting and sharing it with my followers and our followers here at Texas Metro News. Y'all just email me at editor@texasmetronews, your email addresses, and I'm going to put you on our e-blast list, and we will stay in touch. And, okay, and so whenever you guys got something happening, let me know.
Probably will.
And I'll show
definitely
up.
Will. Thank
all
you
right.
so much for having me.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, be blessed. All right?
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, my God. That was wonderful. That was really wonderful. This has been a great day. Camp Exposure. It's thecampexposure.com. Let me see if I can write that in the newsletter. I mean, in the chat here for y'all. Thecampexposure.com. That's their website. If you want to get involved, if you want to do some support of these children and that, please do, and contact these gentlemen. They are really, really doing it. They are helping, and I love the connection of bridging Oak Cliff and Highland Park, you know, and the story he told about Oak Cliff, you know. We're gonna have some more about Oak Cliff. We're gonna do that. We're gonna talk more about Oak Cliff, get some more people who know some things about Oak Cliff, and maybe we can even get our own Ms. Norma Adams Wade to come on and talk about stuff too about Oak Cliff. She just is, there's so much out there, and we should get in the know. Let's get in the know. You know, that's the key right there, getting in the know. That's what you want to do. Then I'm going to tweet that today. Get in the know. You can get in the know by emailing me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. And I will put you on our e-blast list, so you will be in the know as well. ro.com. editor@texasmetronews.com. leave your email address. I will put you on our newsletter e-blast that goes out every morning, so you will get the latest news so you can be in the know. So you need to get in with being in with the know. You want to get in with the know. So thank you again for listening to me today and hanging out with me today. Before I leave here, though, I wanted to tell you about some of the things that are happening on this holiday weekend and that's in our calendar, our community calendar. Now, our community calendar is right here in the paper, and you see we try to get it stacked for you so that you can enjoy and see what's happening. So tomorrow, July the 3rd, tomorrow we have Sophisticated Saturday, and that is going to be in, it says, it's hosted by Made Men Entertainment. That's Made Men Entertainment. It's going to be at the Foundation Room at 2200 North Lamar Street. And you can get your tickets on eventbrite.com. It's from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So that's just a hanging out night. And now, let me tell you that in the calendar, you will see that Tyrese was scheduled to play at the Music Hall on tomorrow and at 8 p.m. That show has been rescheduled for November the 5th. Now, there's an online event, and if you want to know about Black history, and this is an online Black history course for adults. So, because some of us missing the boat a little bit. And in order for us to help our children to get to know, we need to know. So this is a really good, it's held by the Simon Education. It's an 8-week course, actually. And it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And go on eventbrite.com, all right? And it's called Online Black History Course for Adults. That's Online Black History Course for Adults. And you can get your registration on eventbrite.com. Now, there's going to be some fireworks for Saturday night at the Shark Club, and that's up in Plano. And it's at 8451 Parkwood Boulevard. It's from 9:30 to 2 in the morning, and you can RSVP at Shark Club Fireworks. eventbrite.com. All right. Also on Saturday, the Addison Town Kaboom, they do this every year. Now, of course, last year they didn't have it. This time it is going to be there. It's going to be at 4970 Addison Circle Drive, and it's from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you can go get your tickets at AddisonKaboomTown.com. The 2021 R&B 4th Annual Jam Concert, that is going to be held at the Armstrong Park, which is 100 James Collins Boulevard in Duncanville. Y'all, that's right off Main Street, Main and Wheatland. Right in that area, right there. So you can check that out. And that starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow. It's from 6 to 9. And then the Daiquiri Lounge, the Blends Daiquiri Lounge, is having its 4th of July day party. And that starts at 4 p.m. It's in Carrollton, and it's on 2810 East Trinity Mills Road. Now, let's see here. There's a couple of more events Saturday, but let me get to Sunday. Tune in that morning at 8 a.m. to The World According to Drew. That's with Andrew Wiggum III, and it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in and join his conversation, and that's 646-200-0459, 6200-0459. All right, and then there is the 4th of July celebration. It's hosted by the City of DeSoto. It's going to feature Fred Hammonds, and that just sounds all the way awesome. And it's going to be held at 1700 Veterans Memorial Parkway in Lancaster. That's 1700 Veterans Memorial Parkway in Lancaster. And it starts at 6 p.m. July 4th, sip and swim. If you want to do the hotel thing, that'll be down at the Hotel Lorenzo at 1011 South Atherton Street, and it's from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets at eventbrite.com. And then the Farmers Branch July 4th walking parade. It's going to be on Rawhide Parkway in Farmers Branch, and it's from 9 to 11 in the morning, and that's on Sunday morning. Lone Star, do y'all like Lone Star? I do. I really do. Lone Star and Stripes Fireworks Celebration at Lone Star Park, and that's 1000 Lone Star Parkway in Grand Prairie from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., and you can get your tickets at LoneStarPark.com. All right, Fort Worth, if y'all are in the Fort Worth area, Fort Worth 2021, it's going to be at the Panther Island Pavilion, 395 Percy Street, and it's going to be online as well at fortworth.com. Now, the gate's going to open at 6 p.m. It is free, so you guys can check that out. Now, for y'all Snoop fans, all right, DJ Snoopadelic, 4th of July party at the Lava Cantina, and that is at 5805 Grandscape Boulevard in the Colony, and that starts at 3 p.m. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com, and then there's the Red, White, and Baddies Brunch Day Party by LEZ Connect Group, and that's going to be at 945 North in Addison Road, all right? That's 15375 Addison Road in Addison from 12 to 3 on Sunday, and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. All right, those is what's happening this weekend for this 4th of July, which is America's holiday, you know? We ought to feel freedom. We ought to feel good. We ought to enjoy life. We should just keep it moving. Now, if you have something that you want to talk about, I say this every time I have my show, that I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So contact me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Share with me what you want to talk about, and then maybe we can have a show with that. You could be possibly even be a guest on the show, because you know what? That's how we get where. That's how we get anywhere. That's how it happens. And so take some time. If it's going to be a holiday that we can get to enjoy, then we need to do it as a family. We need to. Now, I usually play on the way out of here. I usually play my Mary J. I'm Just Fine. But today, I think I'm going to leave you guys with Family Reunion, because it is a family reunion. This life is a family reunion, and we should take some time every day, you know, to be a part of our family reunion, you know, to make a family reunion. Call somebody you ain't heard from in a while. Talk to them, you know. Talk to them. give them a call, say, hey, I miss you, I love you, let's get together. You know, it could be right in your city. How many times have we heard that, I got cousins here, but you know what, I never get to see them, I never hear from them. So take some time out. So now let me give you a rundown of our shows. And listen, we also have some wonderful shows coming too. We've got some new shows that will be heading up in our lineup of shows through the week. So we want to start out with on Tuesdays, we have the Doc Shep Show. Now, Doc Shep shoots her show, and it's on YouTube. It's on her Doc Shep Speaks YouTube channel. You can check her out at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, we have Miss Norma Adams Wade. She's a veteran journalist, a longtime journalist with the Dallas Morning News, and she is now a part of the iMessenger team. And her show is called I Was Just Thinking, and that's every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1. And it's on Blog Talk, and it's right here on our Facebook page live, too. Then on Fridays, we have me, from Marvin with Love, from 11 to 1. And Saturdays, we have Ms. Deborah Brown Stern, and she is from 12 to 2. And Andrew's World on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So until next Friday, I want to say I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. Join me again for a great show. And I'm going to leave us with Family Reunion.
And I won't.